This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Organizers at food banks and pantries are breathing a sigh of relief as SNAP benefits return to Coloradans. But CPR's Tony Gorman reports they don't feel like they're out of the woods just yet.
Food banks saw a spike in visits and calls when the Trump administration chose to pause November SNAP payments that forced pantries to purchase more food, with some spending three times the normal amount in order to help meet demand. Weld Food Bank spokesperson Weston Edmonds doesn't expect the traffic to ease up anytime soon, even with the return of SNAP payments.
We want to make sure that as folks are getting their SNAP back, but they're still trying to just get themselves resettled and feeling like they're okay, that if they need to come to the food bank, they can, and we want to make sure we have the food available for them when they do.
Many pantries have had to adjust their holiday plans with Thanksgiving just around the corner. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado is selling nearly 72 square miles of land in the San Luis Valley to the federal government. CPR's Dan Boyce says most of the land will now be managed by the U.S. Forest Service and the BLM.
This land transfer includes land around Lajara Reservoir in the southwestern corner of the valley. It expands the bordering Rio Grande National Forest and nearby BLM lands. The Department of the Interior is set to pay the Colorado Land Board $43 million for the transfer, and Colorado Parks and Wildlife is paying the Land Board $6 million from its Habitat Stamp Fund. CPW will manage Lajara Reservoir itself. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org, and also in the Colorado Today podcast. Along the Front Range today, mostly sunny with high temperatures right around 60.